The UW School of Medicine and Public Health and the UW and UW Health were both part of the nationwide effort to study whether plasma can help shorten the duration of severity of complications from COVID-19. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. And now that the FDA has approved convalescent plasma for emergency use, we get the latest on the science that started back in April right here. Dr. William Hartman's an anesthesiologist at UW Health and an assistant professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's leading the effort at UW Health to test an experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. Dr. Hartman, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So last Sunday, the FDA approved the use of convalescent plasma, emergency use of convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. But we know some of the COVID patients in Wisconsin have been receiving this treatment already. So what exactly does this declaration mean, doctor?
So in a sense, we were sort of working under an emergency use program when we were under the EAP with Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic had a protocol that allowed us to treat COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma without having to submit a special application to the FDA for every single patient. So it made the process a little bit easier. But there was still quite a bit of administrative burden in terms of how you had to register the patients, how you had to follow up on the patients. And at a place like UW-Madison, we're very lucky to have just amazing coordinators and nursing staff who are able to help us with that burden. Other hospitals, community hospitals, underserved hospitals, they're not able to have that kind of staff to do that. And so what the EUA does is it allowed those hospitals to be able to use plasma without those burdens, those administrative burdens. It freed up the use so that plasma would be available to everybody everywhere.
But you've been using it since April through the Mayo Clinic. And so, Dr. Hartman, how many UW Health patients have received this plasma so far?
We've used it on approximately 55 patients in the last several months.
And when would we likely see more patients receiving this treatment in hospitals throughout Wisconsin?
So it's going to be a treatment that's available to everyone. It's a treatment that many in the community feel is a very safe treatment. And there are clues that it's an effective treatment. And so it's available. All patients should be able to access it if they need it through their hospitals and their providers.
Is there a COVID patient that would need this specifically, doctor? Who would this benefit most likely?
So the patients that benefit the most, according to the studies that are out there right now, and granted, these are not randomized controlled trials, but they are. They've undergone significant statistical scrutiny. The patients that benefit the most are going to be the patients who have COVID-19, are sick enough to be hospitalized, but are in their first 1, 2, or 3 days of hospitalization. So they're not in the ICU yet. They're not on ventilators, where it doesn't appear to be quite as effective. But early in hospitalization, it does appear to have an effect on decreasing mortality.
And you also said that it seems to be safe as well, but are there concerns about convalescent plasma?
In terms of the safety, there's been two large studies that have come out, one on 10,000 patients that receive convalescent plasma and one on 20,000 patients that receive convalescent plasma. And the safety indicators all appear to suggest that this is a very safe treatment. It's very similar to any blood transfusion that's been administered in the hospitals for years. Plasma itself has been used for various other reasons within patients' hospitalizations. And so I think that we had a feeling that it was going to play out very safe, just like any other plasma therapy would. But with those two papers, with a total of 30,000 patients who've received convalescent plasma, the safety indicators are all excellent.
And although it is preliminary and we don't have a full slate of tests or trials, what can you say, Dr. Hartman, about the efficacy of convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients?
So I think that's really an excellent question, because that's where the controversy really comes in. This was not studied using a randomized controlled trial for various reasons, but regardless, that is the gold standard when it comes to medical research. What we can say is that, you know, there are indicators that it can be effective. The first is that in the paper that was used sort of as the basis for the press conference last week that came out of Mayo Clinic, looking at about 35,000 people who have received convalescent plasma, they were able to see a dose response. And so people who got higher doses of the high titer convalescent plasma, so convalescent plasma with high amounts of neutralizing antibody in it, did better than patients who had a lower titer of neutralizing antibody. And so the fact that there's a dose response indicates that there is some effect there. The biggest issue there, though, is that it wasn't compared to a control group or a group that didn't receive convalescent plasma. That being said, anecdotally, here at UW, we publish a paper, or it's actually, it's under review. It's published as a preprint, but it's still currently under review. On our first 31 patients here, showing that it was effective early, in that when we gave convalescent plasma to patients within a day or two of hospitalization, 94% of those patients were able to stay out of the ICU and off of ventilators and be discharged from the hospital.
Small sample size, but good results of that sample size.
Correct.
Dr. William Hartman is our guest. He's an anesthesiologist at UW Health. Also the clinical trials guy, according to his Twitter post. He's an assistant professor at UW School of Public Medicine and Public Health. And we're taking a look at the latest experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. And the UW is part of those clinical trials. And last time we spoke here on the Ideas Network, Doctor, UW had launched 3 COVID-19 clinical trials. Like an update here, how many patients were recruited for these trials?
So we're continuing to recruit patients daily. The screening process can be somewhat extensive, but we are looking usually at between 3 and 7 patients every day to enroll in the study. Of that, only a few patients each week actually qualify for the studies and receive the antibody. The antibody cocktail that we are trying out, that we're testing, and this one is a randomized controlled study, and so we don't know if the patients receiving the antibody cocktail or the placebo.
But you referred to this. You're doing the gold standard of test for this, though, correct?
This is the gold standard of test for this, yes.
I'm going to stop you there, Dr. Hartman, but we're going to continue in just a couple minutes' time with more of the clinical trials ongoing here in our backyard with our guest, Dr. William Hartman, an anesthesiologist at UW Health and an assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Be interested in hearing from you if you have talked to somebody who has had COVID-19 and is recovering. 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Three clinical trials underway to study treatments for COVID-19 and perhaps even a vaccine, all taking place right here, whether you know it or not. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network, and I'm Lee Rayburn. Our guest is anesthesiologist Dr. William Hartman, who's leading UW Health's efforts to test experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19, and he stays with us. And as you were talking, Dr. Hartman, you were doing the gold standard of testing for this and running it through its scientific rigor. But these trials, people are looking for hope out there. And as you are going through the scientific method, do you find it?
So I think that we do. Especially the one we have the most experience with right now is with convalescent plasma. And the fact that we could see patients who previously were not doing well starting to do well after we gave them convalescent plasma, it was exciting for us. It was hopeful for us. We saw people that were getting better and being discharged from the hospital, getting off of ventilators, being prevented from having to go to the ICU and go on to ventilators. It would have been nice to have that the gold standard available in terms of medical research, but we really didn't have that option at the time. And so because when we started up the convalescent plasma program, it was a time when hospitals were shutting down to anything but COVID patients. People weren't working in the hospitals. We didn't have money and we didn't have personnel to really run a randomized controlled trial. So we went with the best that we could. And we started to see evidence that people were doing better. And a disease that had no treatments at the time suddenly had something where we saw people getting better. And that was hopeful. And I hope that we conveyed that, there something here is working. And that spurred on other ideas as to how to go about attack this, one of which is the Regeneron monoclonal antibody cocktail, which is antibodies that they found to neutralize the virus. And they found these in convalescent plasma and in using a mouse model that they have developed at their company.
And this is your other current ongoing clinical trial?
Right. Mm. And so understanding how the convalescent plasma was neutralizing the virus and helping people get better led to these other developments that we're now testing using the randomized controlled trial, placebo control, that is the gold standard.
And in my head, I'm thinking, all right, doctor, let's go. Let's get this going. And then I'm reminded that we are running this through, the scientific method. We are testing this through clinical trials, and we are going to see how this holds up. So give me a timeline for this Regeneron antibody cocktail trial ongoing right now.
So we are in the process of enrolling people. It probably will go, the trial will probably run through the end of fall anyway, and then all the information has to be assessed by the statisticians at Regeneron, and then independently by the FDA if this is going to be approved as a true treatment. The cocktail itself appears to be safe. People don't develop allergic reactions or severe reactions to it, as far as we can tell. And it does look very promising, but we just have to wait for the rest of the data to come in.
And is that going to be months, year?
I it'll be months. Mm-hmm. It'll be a couple more months as we enroll patients and get the medicine into patients. And then because two of the arms, one of them is a preventative treatment and people have been exposed to COVID-19, and the other one is an outpatient treatment, there is a significant follow-up of a month on each of the patients so that we can make sure that they're not having reactions, that they're getting rid of COVID-19 infection, that the medicine is doing what we expect it to do.
Do you have a question about COVID-19? Because we have Dr. William Hartman as our guest this morning, and the phone number is 1-800-642-1234. You can email your questions, ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Hartman's the anesthesiologist at UW Health, leading the trial of an experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19 that we've been hearing about, taking your questions on current treatment and what you need to know about the science here this morning. So we've covered the convalescent plasma, the Regeneron antibody cocktail trials. The third trial would be the phase 3 for a clinical trial for a vaccine of COVID-19. What do you know about this, Dr. Hartman?
With the vaccine trial?
Yeah.
So we just launched this yesterday. We're enrolling people. We need to get up to about 2,000 or 1,600 to 2,000 people involved in the study. And what this is using is the vaccine developed at University of Oxford by the Oxford Vaccine Group, and has gone through phase 1 and phase 2 trials in England before AstraZeneca brought it to test in a larger group here in the United States. And so the phase 3 trial itself will be 30,000 people in the United States and about 50,000 people worldwide. So the goal is to make sure that the vaccine is effective and safe in populations everywhere. The phase 1 and phase 2 trials look very promising. And so we're very, very excited to have this vaccine trial here at Madison so that we can be part of the solution and getting life back to normal.
And Dr. Hartman, are you looking for people to participate?
Absolutely. People who are 18 and older. Right now, the recruitment limit is 18 to 55, but we expect that 55 age limit to extend up to much higher in the near future. That hold just hasn't been lifted yet. So we're limited to subjects who are 18 to 55 right now. We would like population representation from all populations. And so we're extending it to the university community, to the Madison community at large, to the state at large, really. This is a disease that disproportionately affects the elderly and people of color. And so in order to get truly meaningful results, we are going to need representation from all of those groups of people so that we can say that this is a safe vaccine for my family, but a safe vaccine for everybody else's family, too.
Would you just contact UW Health?
Yes, we can contact UW Health. There is a phone number. I don't have it right here in front of me.
We can put it up with the podcast of the interview after the fact, doctor. So if you want to get it to us afterwards, we'll put it up at WPR.org/mornings, and it'll be there for those who are interested in participating in this third phase of a clinical trial. Now, as I understand it, Dr. Hartman, after the phase 3 comes the review from the FDA. So this would be the final clinical trial for this potential vaccine?
Correct. And so this would be the final step that it has to go through. That said, the data has to be followed for a period of time. It's a 2-injection study. So subjects will get a injection on day 1 and then again on day 29. And then they have to be followed to see whether or not they develop COVID-19 or symptoms of COVID-19. Or any other reactions. And so the results are not going to be immediate. And this trial is designed to follow the subjects for 2 years. I think that an answer will come sooner than that. As the data comes in, AstraZeneca is going to analyze it in real time to see if there's a significant difference in the number of COVID-19 cases and subjects who've received the vaccine versus those that receive the placebo. If they're able to detect a statistically significant difference in those, then they will submit the data to the FDA to independently review it and see whether or not they would approve it for use in the general public.
So if we were to look at a timeline of potential, you know, when the earliest we might be able to see an FDA-approved COVID vaccine from the trial underway in our backyard today, what would the timeline look like, doctor?
I still think that the earliest that we would see a vaccine approved is early 2021.
So early next year would be the earliest possibility. And how long will this trial for the vaccine be going here at UW?
So it's an 8-week enrollment. So we'll be enrolling patients or subjects into the study for the next 8 weeks, about 50 participants per day. And this will go on for 8 weeks, but then the follow-up period is 2 years. And so we'll follow these subjects for 2 years so that we can do things like measure their antibody levels and see how long they stay immune competent, really, and have antibodies to coronavirus. We don't have that answer. And so this will be able to help us figure that out.
Hope through science. Dr. Hartman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you getting the word out.
You bet. Dr. William Hartman's anesthesiologist at UW Health and assistant professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, leading the effort at UW to test an experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. After the news, we're going to take a look at the sports world and what they're saying about playing a game and more. I'm Lee Rayburn. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.